wants to be a millionaire or at least have the wherewithal to get to that status? Well, it's going to take money, 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 money. And we are going to do so. And we're going to help you save money and help you become generationally wealthy. Is that not true? Yes, sir. Yes.
Wow.
As you hear in the background, money, 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 money. And so welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com. If this is your first time listening, you are in for a treat, most definitely. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. And this is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Falco Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. So we're going all over the world, to China, to Russia, to Africa, to Colombia, to Brazil, to Mexico, to Australia, everywhere that you can hear me, that's where we are going. And our guest speaker for the day is Savitri Crenshaw, investment specialist out of Washington, D.C. on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, on the topic of goals and dreams. Do It All in the Mall is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, who has been in business for over 13 years. And Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop online while listening to entertainment anywhere you are. You can make a difference worldwide, so take a tour and shop. So please Skype and join in the conversation today at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered as we welcome our guest hostess today, Savitri Crenshaw, investment specialist, on bringing wisdom on the topic of goals and dreams. And if you need more information, please contact Savitri under the carousel of Do It All in the Mall under the financial section as she represents Primerica. And after you hear this clip from Denzel Washington on dreams and goals.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Go ahead, Denzel. Speak to us.
True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. So the desire you have, that itch that you have to be whatever it is you want to be, in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the stage, that itch, that desire for good is God's proof to you, sent already to indicate that it's yours. You already have it. Claim it. Understand this also. You have these dreams, and as Kenny said, dreams without goals remain dreams, just dreams, and ultimately fuel disappointment. Dreams without goals, yearly goals, life goals, daily goals, monthly goals, hourly goals, minute by minute goals. Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. Goals on the road to achievement cannot be achieved without discipline and consistency. You understand? Between goals and achievement are discipline and consistency. I pray that you all put your shoes way under the bed that night so that you got to get on your knees in the morning. And while you're down there, thank God for grace and mercy and understanding. We all fall short of the glory. We all got plenty. Just if you just start thinking of all the things you got to say thank you for, that's a day.
Come on.
That's easily a day. Right? So you have all been given these gifts. We have a little boy in our show. We're doing Raising in the Sun. And we have a circle. We pray every day. And his prayer, this boy is prayed up. He just prays that we go out and touch someone tonight. He says, God, somebody out there needs us tonight. And we all have that unique gift to go out and touch people, to affect people. Understand that gift. Protect that gift. Appreciate that gift. Utilize that gift. Don't abuse that gift. Treasure it. You have it. You already have it. And finally, I'll say this. You'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. I'll say it again. You'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. Now, I've been blessed to make hundreds of millions of dollars in my life. I can't take it with me. And neither can you. So it's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you have. And we all have different gifts. Some money, some love, some patience, some the ability to touch people. But we all have it. Use it. Share it. That's what counts. Not what you're driving, not what you're flying in, not what kind of house you bought your mama. But buy your mama a house. We are all in this fraternity together. I'm just one of y'all. I'm just another actor up here on stage. We all started in the same place.
And I'd like to welcome Mr. Beatry Crenshaw, investment specialist, for this evening on the topic of Let's Prosper, Goals and Dreams. Mr. Beatry Crenshaw, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure when we get to talk on these Tuesday evenings.
Yes. And we do have a couple others with us this evening. We have Reverend Ron Marshall and Reverend Carolyn Williamson also with us, who I have currently on mute. So if they want to say something, I'll go back to them and ask them if they have any questions or anything. So go ahead with your topic.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So the topic is the last level, which is level 7 of how to build a strong financial house. And so level 7 is goals and dreams, right, as it pertains to a person's finances. So the question is, like, what is your dream? What is your dream? And this is probably the most favorite level to talk about because we get to actually dream. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
When was the last time that you really dreamt? Besides, like, New Year's Eve season when people are creating their vision boards, like, yeah, it is just for a week or the month of January, right? But when do we really think about our dream life? See, for most people, they've forgotten about it. And regardless of the circumstances, most people have forgotten about it, and instead of living a dream life, they end up living a nightmare. And so I challenge you to ask yourself, what is it that you really want? Like, what type of house do you really want? How many do you want? What type of vehicles? What about your kids or grandkids? What school would you like them to attend? Or are you going to pay for their college? Or what about groceries, right? Like, being able to go to the store of your choice or not having to worry about the price of medicine. Or more recently here on the East Coast, have to worry about the price of gas and how often can you get gas. And if gas goes to $3.50, will you be able to get gas, right? And the reality is that for most people, the answer is no. Like, they don't dream anymore. And it's not because they don't want to or don't want nicer things. It's just because of the lack of money prevents these things. And so that's why we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how can we accomplish some of these goals and dreams that we have financially as we close out our series of how to build a strong financial house.
Okay. Okay.
Did you want to go to a commercial?
We can. I didn't know if you wanted to ask the two on the
line
if they had any questions.
On the line.
Or
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're here. Hey, talk to us. So is anybody willing to share, right, any financial big goal, right, that you might have or had maybe that's still in the works?
Okay. We have Reverend Carolyn and Reverend Ron. Reverend Ron actually works at a bank, see. So would you like to go first?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Well.
Can you hear? Yes.
I'm living my dream, and I've achieved and accomplished some goals, especially in the area of money. And bridging or either closing the wealth gap with African-American people, or either, let me not just say African-American people, but let me say the low and moderate income people. What we dreamed was it be like a financial institution that not only serves the technical part, but also the vocational part, and also give money with the knowledge. In other words, in the low and moderate income communities, they need money to suffice them sometime between paydays. Well, a financial institution, which we are, and we accomplish that through work, through labor, or through faith, believing in what God had spoken. So we now in that position where we have small dollar loans starting sometime at $350, $500, $1,000, and it could go on up. But after we pass $10,000, of course, we require some collateral. But at any rate,
correct. So do you have any financial goals that you still haven't accomplished that you want to share with us? Because that's what the topic is.
Yes, for sure.
What is it? It's a personal goal.
Well, yes.
Okay, perfect.
I was sharing that, you know, I'm living the goals, the dreams. It's a reality for me. It's no longer a searching, but it's an everyday process, a part of my practical life. And we're actually doing it. So it's kind of like if people really want to enhance and cultivate the communities, then they must have financial institutions which develop the communities and the people. The goal was to do that. We have done that, and we're doing it, and we're urging others. And we're seeing, after these goals and dreams are reality, we're seeing other people's lives being enhanced because they don't have to wait, and they don't have to just dream, but they get money from us to wedge to their dreams. Does that make sense? And this we're not just here in Little Rock, Arkansas, but we do this all over the country. So I get billions and billions that we might be able to really make an impact and teach other cities to unify as such.
So that's your personal goal as well?
Personal goal as well is to get billions that might be able to really, really make an impact, you know, give people money to wedge to their dreams. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. But I'm living my dream now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Reverend Williamson? I think she might.
No, I don't want to say nothing. I'm just listening. Praise the Lord. Go ahead on.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we will now go to a commercial. But before we do, please call in at 845-241-9985 after we hear a couple of commercials, and we will be right back.
Nerds!
This year?
Oh, I've got money goals.
Use my credit card points to finally go on tour again.
Learn about 529s to save my son's education.
Invest in black-owned companies.
Invest in green companies.
Buy a place closer to my family.
Refinance at a lower rate and save for a basketball court in my barn.
Have a better credit card than her.
Whatever your money goals, we know the smartest ways to make them happen. Discover and compare the smartest credit cards, mortgage lenders, and more. For all your money questions, turn to the Nerds.
This year?
Oh, I've got money goals.
Use my credit card points.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
And you can find NerdWallet under the financial section, along with Primerica, PayPal, Netspend, LegalZoom, and other financial entities under the doitallinthemall.com under the financial section. So take a look and see what else you can find by shopping to Do It All in the Mall. And welcome back to more of Miss Savitri. Think wealth, let's prosper, goals and dreams. Go ahead. Oh, I guess I'm going to play a clip. Duh. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But so we'll listen to a short clip by Robert and Kim Kiyosaki on the explanation
Robert
of... You know them? Okay, thank you, because I couldn't... On the explanation of the cash flow quadrant. And it was quite interesting. They explained it very, you know, precisely, but yet they weren't drawn out. So let's listen to them.
So this is the second symbol or graphic that distinguishes the Rich Dad Company and the cash flow game. This is called the cash flow quadrant, and when I was just 9 years old, my rich dad showed me this. The E stands for employee, S stands for specialist or smart person or small business, B stands for big business, 500 employees or more, and I stands for an investor. So it was my poor dad always said to me, Robert, go to school, so get a job, a safe, secure job. My poor dad and my mom were programming me to be an employee. And that's where most people are at today. You go to school, so you get a safe, secure job with benefits. Some people, if you're smart, you become a specialist like a doctor, a lawyer, or accountant, or a small business owner, you know, Freddy's Pizza Parlor, you know, that's it. So the Rich Dad Company, what makes us different is we train people to be business owners or entrepreneurs and investors. So for those of you who are happy on this side, that's fine. But for those of you who want to make some changes in your life, that's what we have the B and the I for. One more point is the tax laws are different for these people. These people pay the most taxes. Doctors and lawyers pay the next highest set of taxes. These guys pay minimum taxes. And these guys, if you know what you're doing, can pay zero taxes legally. It's not just the tax laws. It's a mindset, but it's an emotional courage, you know, to make this transition.
Right. On this side, we talk about this side being more security. People want more security. This side being freedom.
Right.
So for me personally, when I started out, I graduated college. I started in the E quadrant. I started with an advertising agency as an employee, and found out very quickly that I wasn't going to make it here very well. The reality is I was fired twice, from the same job. So I knew there was something that I needed to learn.
She had to start her own business because nobody else would hire her.
So when I met Robert, he said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, well, seeing as the way things are going, I do want my own business. So I moved from E to S. I was self-employed, started a small company, and then eventually learning the fundamentals of business, then Robert and I moved to the B quadrant together and built businesses. And now what we do is the cash flow from our businesses moves into our investments.
Right.
So we use the money from the business to invest.
So look at our friend Donald Trump. You know, he's an entrepreneur because that's what his rich dad taught him to be, and he invests in real estate, stocks, bonds, and businesses.
Even I understood what he said. So if I understood, that means that it was plain and simple Miss Savitri, go ahead. Because I didn't even know it. I didn't even know you had this in part of your... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. He is absolutely the founder of the cash flow quadrant. I remember, this is interesting. I remember I was maybe 14 or 15. I don't remember the exact age, but I was a late teen. And I remember my aunt, the aunt that I've talked about before, she handed me the,
right.
I think it was 18 when I first got my money. She handed me the book and said, hey, read this, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But I was 18 or 17 probably, and I was like, oh, okay, and never read the book. Well, fast forward, here it is. I should have read the book because I would have more quickly moved to the B and the I section, which, by the way,
right.
only 5% of the population are in B and I. The 95% of the population make up people who are W-2 wage earners. They work for jobs or they are self-employed, meaning that it is them and maybe a few, right? That's why we say a very small business. So S being for self-employed, doctors, lawyers, et cetera, hairstylists, barbers, things like that. It can be them and they may have a few people, but essentially they have to work to eat. So that's what we consider by specialist, plumber, just all of the electrician that works for themselves. So that's the S. How we define a business, it can run without you. A business has a system in place. A perfect example is McDonald's. You don't see the owner, the franchise owner of that company. It runs without them, whether they're there or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a business is. And I, of course, being an investor. I'm so excited. I just got this title of becoming a sophisticated investor. You have an accredited investor. You have a sophisticated. Very excited about
that.
So working to get my portfolio, my personal portfolio, to be an accredited investor. So I'll knock that out by 40. So that's going to be a huge deal. I'm 38 right now,
nice.
But I am able to say the title of sophisticated investor. So anyway, so that's the people that I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people who got fired before. I'm talking to the people who don't want a boss. I'm talking to the people that are tired of sitting in rush hour traffic going back and forth. I'm talking to the people that's tired of waking up to an alarm clock and having to do that deal,
right.
trying to figure out how to swallow and eat lunch in 45 minutes. That's who I'm talking to, the people that get paid on the 1st and the 15th, and then there's still no money at the end of the month, and then they frustrated around the 27th of the month looking at the calendars. When you know all your payday 3 months from now, 6 months from now, next year from now. See, there's a problem if you want to make a change. Now, if you don't want to make a change and you're okay with where you're at, then I'm not talking to you. But for those who do want to make a change, that's who I'm talking to, right? And so when you talk about the cash flow quadrant, the thing about it is that you never hear wealthy people complaining that they have too much money. Isn't that something? In fact, when we talk about the Bible references money over 2,000 times. It references money. It's amazing how a lot of times the Bible is misquoted when it comes to money, okay? Because last time I checked, prayer is great, but the passing of prayer was a check, all right? So, hey, it is what it is, and that's what it is. So the thing about it is a lot of people really want to become entrepreneurs, but maybe not necessarily know how to navigate, right? From what we call the left side, that E and that S side, to the right side of the quadrant, which is the business owner and the investor. And the thing about
it is because
we're taught, it's exactly what he said, and the philosophy hasn't changed, to go to school to get a good job. Right. But one thing that I tell Liam, of which his birthday is tomorrow, he turns 5. One thing that I tell Liam, and I talked to him about this, even at the age that he is, see, business owners groom their children to become business owners, while employees groom their children to become employees. So that is also a generational curse. All right, because you're telling them to go to school to get a good job, not to go to school and open up a business. Most people don't say that, and most people still are thinking that school is the way out of the hood. School is the all-time be-all. Okay, well, not in 2021 when the average student loan debt for college is over $100,000. So you coming out of college with a mortgage on your back, you know? And so that's the thing, not being able to get any of loan because you're not credit worthy, because you have too much debt, because your debt to income ratio is all out of whack, because you don't have a real job to support any type of loan that you want, and you don't have no history and no track record. So entrepreneur.
That's rough.
See, it's most people want to live their life on their own terms and not be dictated by a boss. See, most people want financial freedom and want time to do what they want for how long they want with who they want. So the question is, how do you get started? I remember my aunt, just sidebar, I talked to my aunt today. She was, her birthday was last. Oh, your birthday. Y'all have the same birthday. And so she turned 81, and I was talking to her today. And I said, you know, Aunt Lillian, you really need to get on Clubhouse, blah, blah. I was, like, hyping her up on Clubhouse. And I remember she told me, Savitri, if you are willing to do it for free, then that's what you start a business in. And so for 15 years, I remember back then when I was in undergrad, and I took this on as an internship because I was always passionate about money. So I went from teaching money to teaching, I went from teaching math to teaching money. And through that process, I would do free financial seminars way back then when I was 21, 22, 25, 30, 32, right? For all these years doing it for free. And so it's like, this is my passion. I was in a room at Clubhouse, and the teacher said yesterday, she said, you know, you need to turn your pain into your passion. And that's exactly what I did when I got screwed over by Bank of America with a C, not a K. When I got screwed over by Bank of America with my money, and I was assigned a personal broker, I was assigned a safe box, I was assigned a special number to call, blah, 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 and they put my money and locked it up in a CD, and they didn't educate me about mutual funds. They didn't educate me about a Roth IRA. They didn't educate me about a SEP even. They didn't educate me about anything. They just locked my money up and gave me 3% when I could have gotten 10 to 12%. That's when you have to turn your pain to your passion. See, because when I became a fully licensed financial advisor, Series 6, Series 53, Series 26, currently working on the 65, I started to calculate how much money I lost. Wow. And that was a problem. So you turn your pain into your passion. So my goal, right, my goal is to help 100-plus families become a millionaire by 2040. That is a personal goal that I have for my organization and all those that fall under my tutelage. Right, to help that, because I do believe in impacting our communities, but I also know that we need money. See, money is the great equalizer. I promise you that. And especially as we get older and we start to live a little bit longer, money becomes way more important when we talk about health insurance health needs and medicine and everything like that. Look at all of us. What do you mean, right? Listen, my daughter is 19 months, and on Sunday we just finished her 81st doctor's appointment. By the time she turns December, we will have reached 100. But you know what? There's power and there's hope in the passion, right? And so I'm so excited about the fact that my daughter may grow up and she may do something and medicine, and who knows, she may create something that would have helped solve her issue for the next child to come along, right? And so I started thinking about that thing and started putting myself in different networks so that I can make that a reality if that's what she wants to go do, right? But see, money provides options and things like that, choices and different places to be alone. And so we're going to get into it deep, man. It is kind of scary when it comes to being an entrepreneur. One of the biggest advice, I know we kind of went left field, but, hey, listen, when it says go this way, the Holy Spirit, hey, you just go. You see what I'm saying? I'm obedient. But
you just go.
The thing about it is I was scared, too. I was absolutely scared. I was a teacher. t-shirts, teaching math. I was making $100,000 before 30 in the classroom. That is unheard of. That's why I was in the newspaper. It is completely unheard of. But I had a profound moment when I saw my W-2, and that thing said I paid $27,000 in taxes? I said, what? That is somebody's salary.
$27,000? In taxes?
$27,000 I paid in taxes. Because when you make that type of income, they going to tax you as high as they can, right? Even with the deductions I had, it didn't matter. $27,000, right? And so it was in that moment that I said, hey, I got it. And if you listen to Robert Kiyosaki, he said there's a lot of tax advantages when you on the other side. And there is, like, people got mad about Donald Trump only paying X amount of dollars for taxes. And I'm like, don't hate the player, hate the game. Get on that side and get a 1099. Take the risk that we take. How about this? Pay the office rent that we pay. Pay for the chairs that's $30 a pop. What? $30 a pop for office chairs, right? The whiteboards, the flat screen TVs, the markers. And now the CDC regulation masks we got to provide and gloves we got to provide and the spray, and right? So it's like they don't see the other side of what a true entrepreneur has to go through. When you're building a business that's yours, that got your name on it, that you can pass down and truly change generations to come for your family because it's yours. Right? You own that thing. And it is a scary thing. But the best thing that I would advise people to do, because we're talking about you wanted to do something big. And I mean big. I told Liam yesterday, I said, listen, I had a family meeting him, the baby, and Liam. I said, listen, our family mission is for our legacy to be worth $100 million. That's what we're fighting for, man.
Wow.
$100 million. Mm-hmm. Right? And so you got to let them know at a very young age. Well, even when we went to the Dollar Tree today, yes, Dollar Tree, I got his paper plate. And
that's
that
all right.
Is a little party hat for the Dollar Tree. And I took out his check card. I let him put it in there. I said, okay, your pen is the same pen for your tablet. He typed in his pen and hit enter. Right? And so it's like you got to get them involved at a very, very young age. Liam sings the song, USAA. That's what my money is, right? So you might is. But a lot of us aren't doing those things at all.
Not,
right?
No.
We
got
to think how they think when it comes to certain things. See, at the dinner table, they start talking to their kids about money and finances and going over accounts and businesses at a young age. They do that. While in our communities, they typically say, oh, stay in a child's place. Oh, go upstairs. The adults are talking. And then we wonder why we have the wealth gap that we have. I involve them in the conversation. They know about their account.
Yes, you do.
We had these conversations.
Yes,
I'm so glad that I met. I was out just driving, as I often do. I saw a sign for a new community. I'm like, Demetra, you'll need another house. So I said, let me go and look anyway. You see what I'm saying? And I'm so glad that I did, man. And I got to talk to this realtor, and he started talking to me about, wait a minute, you don't have an LLC? I felt like he called me fat or something. You see what I'm saying? If you knew what I looked like, you understand why I said that. And I was like, you right? I received that. You see what I'm saying? He said, a person like you who got all the property you got, got this, all the stock, you need to make that happen. What are you waiting on? And the interesting thing is that my attorney said, when I had to call my counsel, look, you need an LLC. They said it back in March. They said it in April. I was like, okay, later, dealing with life, blah, 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 blah. And then this stranger off the street, how about that? Because, see, nothing is just by chance with the Holy Spirit.
This
stranger, you see what I'm saying? I just made a random left in some neighborhood, and his car was the first car. I thought he was a realtor for the house, and he was waiting on the person for the model home, but he was a realtor. And we just get to talking, and I say, you know what? I received that because you are absolutely right. He said, you need to do what they do. You know who the days are. You need to do what they do. He said, at closing, what they do is they transfer, they pay $75, he said, and they pay the closing attorney $75, and they transfer it to their children's name right then at the closing table, right then. So they immediately transfer property and everything in their kids' name from the onset so that their children literally have homes, literally have homes at such a young age and stuff. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because here it is, I'm talking about, oh, this part, my kid got a home, each kid got a home, blah, blah, blah. No. They legitimize it legally with having homes. And he said you do it through the LLC so that, hey, if anybody ever comes after you personally, that stuff is protected, man. I said, oh, my gosh, of course I know that, but I didn't think I needed one. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I'm not that big yet, but you know what? Whatever.
It don't have to be. You don't have to be. You don't have to be that big.
So I called my aunt, that aunt I keep talking about this morning, that was
aunt
on
Lillian.
Top of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Lillian. And I said, hey, I need a name for my LLC. That's where I was stuck. That's what I've been literally thinking about this since before December, actually, because I came up with a few names. And when I presented them to my sister and my uncle, they're on my executive council, right? And they didn't like them. And I was like, oh, that's not good. So then I started to try to think of other stuff. Then life happens. And I was like, oh, well. And now I'm returning to it because it has to happen. Like, I got to get this done, right? So I bounced off some names with her back and forth. And finally came up with a name. Very excited. Obviously can't share it because I need to file for it, right? Make sure it's not taken. But it's like, listen, we still have to be suited at every single level, at every single season of our life, not business, forget that, of our life, right? That is so key. You know, I'm in this Bible study on Monday, 6:30 and 7:30, if you ever want to pop in, but it's for, well, women only it is. But we're studying Priscilla Shire, and we're studying the armor of God, putting on the whole armor of God. And one of the things that she said, I don't even know why we're talking about this, but anyway, one thing that she said, hey, I'm just obedient, is you know, a lot of people just talk about the six things that you put on, right? She said, but there's something missing, and what's missing is prayer. And she started to go in that thing deep. And so you can't expect what you don't expect. And I say that to say that I've been praying, because, see, she teaches you how to do strategic prayers is what she calls it. She gives you prayer cards in the back of our workbook. Like, we have homework, like, every day. So she gives you these cards and how to craft it towards the enemy and craft it towards the goals and things that you want out of life and all that stuff, right? And then just doing affirmations and on Clubhouse right now. And I dropped into a chat where I was listening to Les Brown and Brian Tracy. And so I'm talking to them, like, how awesome is that? That was what my morning was, right? And so it's like, look, everything that you can think about, you can have. Because we're talking about goals and dreams. So now I realize why all that was said. Because if you think about it, you can have it. If you believe it, you truly can achieve it, whatever it is, how big or how small, right? I talk big because I'm around people that talk big. So I talk big because you got to have a big enough vision where other people that follow you can fit in that thing, man. And so
can see it, right.
Absolutely, man. Entrepreneurship, it provides you with being able to leverage your time. That's so key. Leverage your time because we only have 24 hours in a day. But if you hire 10 people and train them, then now you have 240 hours in a day, right? If you hire 1,000.
Right?
And so the thing about it is, it's about duplication when you're building a business. How many people can do what you do, wait for it, without you? Without you. And that's
and that's a business,
and
right?
And that's a business, man. My Maryland office runs 100% without me. They do not need me. They do not call me. I am shocked every time they put pieces of business and glory, thank you, and I approve it. I mean, like, it runs without me, and it has for years, which is why I felt comfortable enough and opening up a second location in Atlanta, right? Now, these new babies, right, even though everybody's older than me, of course, but these new babies, they need a little bit more hands-on, right, because they're new. But guess what? I just, not just, but like, before I jumped on this call, I was finishing up another one at 8:30, and I sent a text message out to somebody. I
said, hey, listen, catch us in September, man. I'm going to go ahead and train these group of people that I need to train. That I'm going to train them personally. I'm coming out of my cave. I'm hibernation. I'm a personally trainer, so they're going to be, you know, when you personally train people, they're only half as good as you, but I don't want one of my trainers to train them because then they only be half of a half, right? So at least let me
right,
train
a quarter.
Them. And I'm going to say, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go play. And we're going to go save some lives and impact people, man. So, but when it comes to making that transition, I tell people, hey, listen, you got to replace your income that you were making on a full-time basis on a part-time basis. So what do I mean by that? So if you're bringing home, let's say, $4,000 a month and you start your side, whatever, I don't want to call it a
hustle,
business, but you start your side business, side hustle, side business, right? Then, hey, you got to stay part-time in your business until you have made that $4,000. You got to replace it. You got to replace
right.
it. Now, if it's somebody that maybe only is bringing home $1,200, $1,500, well, hey, maybe you can go full-fledged, full-time, right, in your business. But
right,
you
that sounds like me.
$4,000. $4,000 take home or $5,000, $6,000 take home, you got a couple responsibilities that isn't as easy, right, for you to just jump in 100% on commission, right? And so just how we talked about level two of having an emergency fund, this is where this comes in play again. You have one for your personal life and you have one for your business, right? And so if you're having one for your personal life, of course, I say $25,000, but, hey, $10,000 minimum, it's $10,000 minimum for your business. So it's either, hey, 25 for everything or do 10 and 10. All right, that's fine because it's still that money there, $20,000. But you got to be bulletproof. I'm so grateful for the leadership and accountability meeting that I grew up in for about maybe 2 years or so in that very, very hostile environment, right? But I remember it was Sean T. Walker. That's who it was. Sean T. Walker would say, listen, this room right here, what I'm doing is making sure that you are 7 feet tall and bulletproof. And he would say it over and over. And so when life did happen, most people could not imagine that I was going through what I was going through with my daughter because I still jumped on this call. Have I ever missed a call?
No. Well, you did one.
No.
You did one.
Not when we started this series. Nope. I've never missed a call. Nope. The last 14 weeks. Oh, when I had surgery. I had surgery, I think.
Yeah.
That's
the only time better than that. No.
Look. I don't think that would have been good. I was definitely still on medicine. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, one time in all the time, right? Ever, right? And so,
right. Never.
Like, you
were dedicated.
Never. Absolutely. Like, I don't believe in missing stuff now. And no matter what. Like, it has to be, like, literally a legit, I cannot. And that was, like, I was definitely, had literally just came out of surgery. I was like, I don't think I can do the call. You know, I was fine.
Exactly.
It was not going to be too good.
Exactly.
But, so the thing about it is, look, you got to guard yourself up, right? And you got to gear yourself up because entrepreneurship is not for the weak. My faith became stronger when I became an entrepreneur because a lot of times it's just you and God. And you're like, look, God, you better call about
I need you.
You said that you wanted me to do this. You said that I was going to do da-da-da-da. Your name is El Shaddai. That means you're a provider. So I'm going to need you to provide for this morning real quick. You said, so you got to call him for what he is, man. And don't be afraid to do that. And so this journey has been a great, great journey. Another thing that I will say, and this is the best advice, one of the best advices that I, you know what, it's interesting who I'm taking advice from. See, that's another important key right here because this advice is coming from Art Williams himself. Art Williams is on the top 400 for Forbes. He's worth about $400 million, actually. And so I was out at his, he owns the Edward Inn. It's in North Carolina in High Point. Anyway, so I was out there with him. And one of the things that he said, and it
stuck with me, man. I should send you the picture, actually. It was really nice. Him and Angela, his wife. Actually, he met his wife in the second grade. Can you imagine that? They're like, he is 78 now. Met her in the second grade and then been with her ever since.
Wow.
But one thing he said, anytime you want to make a decision, you wait
That's
90
amazing.
Days. Yeah, we've already heard that before. But he said,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
after the 90 days, you wait another 90 days. Now, see, that part right there changed a lot of things for me, and it helped me so much in business when wanting to expand, for example, or when wanting to downsize, or when wanting to open up another office, or, I mean, just so many different things, wanting to move, wanting to have another baby, wanting to get married, wanting to, I mean, just so many different things, because you could be in that feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then seasons change. See, a season is about 90 days.
Right.
So, see, you got to see if you still want to do that thing after another season has passed. And then another season has passed. And if you still want to do that thing, go ahead and pull the triggers to it. Because you've been through some seasons and gone through some stuff
right.
that will trust that decision whether or not you still want to move forward in it. It's also saved me a lot of money by waiting.
That's
waiting.
Waiting, yes. Waiting,
oh, absolutely.
Being patient. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned, though,
I
don't want to quote and misquote. I really feel like it's 2 Peter 1st. I'll look it up. But it says, knowing that thy testing of thy faith produces patience. And so I remember one time I was saying, oh, I just need to be more patient. Da, da, da. I'm afraid of patience. And somebody pulled me to the side. His name was Brian Jenkins. And he said, hey, I would never pray for patience. And he pulled me to the scripture, and I said, well, that makes perfect
uh-huh.
sense. So I've never since then prayed for patience, because know that thy testing of thy faith produces patience. I don't want my faith tested.
Huh.
I would like this to be a good old ride. You don't need to prove it
Look
to me, guys. We cool. I will believe you. You got it. All right, let's go get it. You see what I'm saying? I don't need to, no, wait. I'm good. I'm good. I believe you. And see, that's a challenge with faith for a lot of people, wherever their walk is, because I know it was, for me, I don't think I'm at the beginning stages of my walk. I definitely don't. I hope God I'm not at the end, right? But I would say, like, medium, right, in my faith walk. And the only area that the enemy could attack me, it was with my daughter. Because through that process of watching her go through 80 doctor's appointments in 19 months, but I had started around like number 60 to get mad at God. My God, how could you do this to my daughter?
Okay.
She's a baby. You see what I'm saying? How could you let her go through this? All this stuff. Bah, 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 bah. But see, that's why I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit tugged on Peggy Hightower's heart. It said, text Savitri and get her to this Bible study, man, because the first one we did started in March was about the walk of Elijah. And I was having a lot of Elijah moments. And if you ever study Elijah, God pulled him to the side a lot of times throughout his walk to just be him and God by himself riding that thing out. And that's kind of how this journey has been with me and my daughter, going through her medical challenges that she has right now. She won't always have it, but today she does, right? And so, listen,
okay.
If you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to have faith, man, and you got to be bold with it. You got to walk blindly in it. I have turned off the radio since January 1st, 2018, because the Holy Spirit comes to you in a whisper, and so I never wanted to miss an opportunity because I'm in the car, obviously, a lot. So I never wanted to miss the opportunity of the whisper that was coming. Hey, do this, call this person, check on this person, such and such and this. You know, just whatever it was, it always be open to opportunity. See, what are you saying to yourself? What are your affirmations?
Right.
See, because negative ones and positive ones, they both happen.
Right, that's true.
And so absolutely it's true. We know it to be true. And for me, I'm saying this to me, so Savitri, even in the areas that you might be struggling with most, which is my daughter, you still got to have that same type of faith how you do in your business.
Mm-hmm.
That was for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely
And that's faith. James 1:3, I believe.
Huh,
I think
how about that?
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, is that what you're thinking?
I know this. Galatians 6:9, that's one of my favorites. don't get weary. Ain't doing good, you know, because sometimes you can, like, with God. I remember asking all of her doctors. In fact, I did it on last Monday. Let's be real. When? When will she be better? When will she be able to swallow? When can she drink out of a cup? When? What's the date on the calendar, right?
Uh-huh.
And when it's supposed to happen, that's what somebody finally said. When it's supposed to happen, that's when it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a very frustrating answer.
No, it's going to be, God's time. It's in God's time. Because, you know, I won't say he's testing you, but he's showing you patience, you know, through all this. You know, and once it's that time, it's like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my patience. Thank you for allowing me to go through this so that I know that I can and will have patience because then I can, you know, I can go through all things because you're there with me. But I won't say he's testing you, but he's testing me, you know, because 80 surgeries, 80 doctors, I don't even know if my old job would have allowed me to do all that.
Hello, and see, that's the thing. Like, how you want me, to, like, work a job? Like, what would other moms do? Like, it's just, they don't have that much leave. You see what I'm saying? Like, you just literally don't have that much leave, right? So, I'm excited. Because I finally see hope. Like, I had not seen hope, but then on Saturday morning, so just a few days ago, I mean, it's not like it's been that long, but hey, just a few days ago, I started to see hope again, and it honestly became through the connections that I made on Clubhouse that I told you about, because I had signed up for it, and, you know, when you sign up, it asks for, like, your interest or whatever, so I clicked all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I clicked was medical. That, for me, before my daughter. And so I clicked on medical, and then literally the next morning, which was Saturday morning, I was praying and everything. So it was so weird. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. The kids were still asleep, so that was great. And I jumped on Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this room that said nurses. I said, oh, my God, let me just jump in that. So I clicked on it. And they brought me to the stage, and I was able to talk about my daughter. And sure enough, they had doctors in there and some nurses, some of them out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to connect, and they got my address and my phone number, and they are starting to pass my daughter's case around because they're here in Atlanta. They have access to the Struchoa, et cetera. And so it's just like, wow, thank you, God. You know, because I do kind of feel that let's just say that all of her doctors and specialists don't look like us. And so I kind of was feeling like they didn't care as much about my black baby because she's just another case number to you. You see what I'm saying? But now I have some black nurses that I connected with and some black doctors here in Atlanta, and we're going to get this thing figured out because it don't take this long when she has as many, you know, specialists that she has. Like, this ain't something, she ain't a rarity. Like, it ain't that rare at all. Like, let's get some solutions to this. So, listen, I am so excited to spend this time with you as we close out our series of how to build a strong financial house. We've covered all seven levels, level one being income protection, which is life insurance, level two being emergency fund, level three being protection management, level four being budgeting, level five being debt management, level six being retirement / college funds, and level seven, which was today, goals and dreams. Whatever it is for you and your legacy.
And if y'all want to listen to them again, you can always go to our episodes on demand and listen to her. It was great. I mean, it was just something that is just, my mom always drops because it's like, wow, things we didn't know that we should know. And things that we should teach our children that we don't teach our children at an early, early age. We even had her son on the call a couple of times, actually. And he's very intelligent, young man. So I just appreciate her taking the time out with her education and her knowledge and her just teaching us the simple things. And like I said, she's under Primerica under the financial section of doitallinthemall.com. On the carousel, the client carousel. So if you ever want to reach out to her for a consultation, please do. And I don't know if anybody out there has any questions or anything or any comments or wants to call in. Our time is getting, we only have like about 5 minutes or so.
Because his birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Liam.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Liam. Yes. Tomorrow. Happy fifth birthday, tomorrow. As a matter of fact. Excuse me?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I heard him. You're welcome. You are so welcome.
Yeah, he's out.
But yes, we did. We had a wonderful lesson again, and like I said, you can always reach Savitri Crenshaw under Primerica on the financial section because she is just a gem. I mean, she started this when she was, what, you were 15, right, because of what had happened to you. So that was her journey, and it's been a pleasure, you know. It's been a crazy journey, but it's been a wonderful journey. And so I don't know if our listeners who are on the line want to say anything, and if so, I'll let them say something. I know that Reverend Carolyn, she just wants to listen, so I don't know if Reverend Ron wants to say anything, Ronnie Marshall, before we close out this evening.
Well, I see that she has a great process going, and that's always win-win-win.
Very faith-based. Mm-hmm.
But I guess she spoke about making millionaires. I was trying to get the gist of that.
Process?
On that bit, yeah.
Oh, that's a very great question. So to answer your question, I specialize in investments, right? And so because I specialize in investments that help people, I'm talking the little guy that just does $50 a month with me. Well, right now they may just only be $50, but through their 401k or 403b, PSA, whatever they have in their job, that thing is going to grow. And then when they leave that, then, hey, we're going to roll that over to a traditional IRA, or maybe somebody sold their house. Like a lot of people are selling houses right now. They get that profit. Okay, I'll invest that for them in a VA or something like that. Or maybe people that win the lottery, or people that have a settlement, or just whatever. But through systematic investing, just doing $200 a month for a 20-year game plan, that will produce $1 million a year. And so I said, well, hey, if a person is only going to do $200 a month, right, then if they started when COVID started at 2020, then, hey, I can get them to $1 million by 2040. Well, I just need 100 of them.
Now, you say do 200 a month. What is that? Explain that when you say if they do, is that some type of saving products? or services? Well,
it would be an investment product. For example, like a Roth IRA, when I gave that example, that's level six. So we kind of covered that the call before last. But, yeah, so in a Roth IRA is what I was referring to with that. And just basically any type of systematic investing really over time, because based on their person's age and how much they can, you know, afford to put away, or if they already have current assets maybe that are sitting at an old job, then we can roll that over for them, help them grow that asset. So it kind of depends, but I do it all, what everything that comes to investing on that type of way.
Mm-hmm. And sister, Reverend Williamson, she had a question as well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Oh, okay. Because I've been trying to ask a question for the longest. Well, first of all, I want to say I really enjoyed it. It stirred me up. Let me just make this real quick. Probably about 15 years ago, I had this vision. I think I had it was a dream. I really wanted to do it. I had made some notes of it. I was well to do. I'm gonna say it like this. I was well to do. I was working three jobs. I had a good egg nest, and the Lord kind of showed me how to be debt free. And I had this dream that I wanted to teach people how to become debt free. Well, I'm not employed right now, and I don't have an income, but I still have that. I have that know-how to teach people how to be debt-free the way God has showed me, and I don't owe nobody nothing. And I have never paid any interest on any of my credit cards, and I probably have about 20 credit cards, but I don't owe anything on them. I never, a lot of them I use for the moment when they want to pay me good money to have them. Bless the Lord, because I paid all my stuff. I did it all right. So I have this dream, this goal of doing this, but I don't know where to get started at. So maybe you can throw me a line.
Hey, I'm always looking for people. That's on my crusade, man. I'm always looking for people because I got a big mission, so I need a lot of people to help. What state are you in?
I'm in Washington State.
Washington State sounds good for me. So, hey, we need ambassadors in every single state.
So what is it?
Are you on Clubhouse? I'm telling you, that's where y'all need to catch me.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, all right. Well, step one, probably get on Clubhouse. Inez, if you could give her my personal cell phone number, I don't usually give that up. I beg your pardon.
You're in Atlanta? You're in Atlanta?
Currently, right now, like, today I'm in Atlanta.
Okay.
Next week I'll be back in D.C.
Okay. Next week you'll probably be somewhere. No, I have a brother in Atlanta, and I just met two people in Atlanta over the one over the last couple of weeks, and one about 3 years ago that I was ministering to, and so I'm meeting people from Atlanta. Praise the Lord.
Move to Atlanta.
Yep.
Move to Atlanta. Great. That'll be awesome. Move to Atlanta. When you doing it? No. So it's 6 months because you got to wait 90 days and then wait another 90 days. So by the end of the year, you'll be in Atlanta.
Hallelujah. Perfect. Hallelujah.
It'll only take two. That's going to touch virtually. I got my index finger up. You got your index finger up? Let's touch virtually.
Hello.
Inez, you can give her my personal cell phone number. I don't usually give out my personal cell phone number my personal cell phone number.
Is this the one you called on?
Well, okay. You have my real number. I give other people the fake number.
I feel you.
You want the 6780 or the other number?
Yes. No. 6780. Yeah.
Okay.
The one I've been texting you on.
Yes. Mr. Vitra.
Well, that's just it. It's
Vitra.
Okay. Because I don't look at the numbers. I just look at the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah. It's that, the 6780. Yeah. You can give her that number.
Okay, please. I can do that.
Yeah,
okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I will do that.
Let's talk offline. Let's talk offline because, listen, I can show you how to help people do that. That's easy. I mean, I get that you want to help people do it. I'm going to tell you, like my aunt told me, okay, great, you did enough of it for free. Now it's time to go get paid. Okay, great. Because guess what? God's
right.
Like when you get paid, you can get 10%. Hello, well, 10% of zero is zero. So, no.
Man.
Why you want to make $1 million a year? Because I want to tithe $100,000. It's kind of really simple.
You're right.
Just basic math here. Basic math. So.
That's all right. That's
but
okay.
Yeah, all right.
But no, we appreciate you and we thank you.
They are definitely having a party downstairs. Like, I think he's trying to stay up to 12 like he's a teenager. It's crazy. I don't know what that's about, but we have like a bunch of little kids over here because, hey, it's COVID and you can only have people at your house. So, look, you hear that? All that down there?
Okay.
It's
okay.
Look, you hear all that? Yeah. Crazy. So they are having parties.
All right.
They are eating brownies or ice cream and watching Frozen or something. I don't know.
Amen. Bless them.
Okay. They're going to be running off the wall. All right, then. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Go give Liam a big old hug and a kiss for me for his 5th birthday and tell little lady hello.
Yes, I will do that. All right, so I look forward to speaking to you. She'll give you my number. Just text me first.
Amen.
Your name, so I know who you are, and then we'll go ahead and talk. Morning times is always great. I know older people get up earlier. So do I. So tomorrow is going to be kind of crazy, though, because it is his birthday and all that stuff. But, hey, you can always call, before 8 or before 9, something like that. Oh, wait.
Well, I got colonoscopy tomorrow, so I'm going to be in a doctor's appointment tomorrow and stuff. So, but, yeah, I'll touch base with you maybe next week. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. All right, then.
All right.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Savitri, for joining us, and for Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and for Reverend Ron Marshall for joining us today. And you have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage, as well as the past shows on doitallinthemall.com. Of these financial investments, I mean, on demand, she has given us some nuggets, some chunks, some gigantic pieces of information. So please go to her episodes on demand and listen to her and see what she has to, or listen to what she has to say. A special thanks to Savitri Crenshaw, our special investment specialist on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, and on tonight's topic, Goals and Dreams, and to all of our callers for their questions and comments. And, of course, our Do It All in the Mall, Let's Do It Radio worldwide listeners. Thank you. And thank you for joining us as we are back in a couple of weeks with Think Wealth. So please leave your comments on the shows that you listen to so that we know that you've listened to them. And if they have helped you, let us know that, you know, so that we can give you more information. You can always visit the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Under Let's Do a Radio banner, where you will find, like I was saying earlier, all of our speakers and the entrepreneurs, and you can listen to episodes on demand at your leisure while shopping in the mall, a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. Owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser for over 13 years, you can shop for anything you need and listen to entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters, you can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. We need you to make us successful. And our donate button works just as well. So you click on the donate button and it takes you through the steps, and you can donate on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall as well. Contact us if you would like to be on Let's Do It Radio. Maybe you might have a topic for discussion, or you may even want to advertise your business, as we were talking about businesses, entrepreneurs, being a business owner, an investor. Hey, no telling what you may want to do. So fill out the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, or the old-fashioned way works just as well by calling us at 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. So please Skype, tune in, or listen or talk to us during the shows at 845-241-9985, Tuesdays through Fridays, with the following shows during these times. Retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, and her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. Alternating with, as you heard this evening, Sabisha Crenshaw, our investment specialist, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays, we have Teaching from the Bible, which is Bible study with Reverend Carolyn McCullough and her husband, Rodney. And their time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow night, we have Stephanie Lott Whitfield. Why Does Love Hurt? She's our relationship specialist. Her time is the same time as this evening, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. You get to hang out this week with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real, and he is going to be giving a shout-out to our vet, a nation of soulful warriors. So if you know anybody who has been in the service or is in the service who would like to call us on this Thursday between 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern, please give them the number of 845-241-9985 so we can give a shout-out to those who have served us so hard and so well as a nation of soulful warriors. And we'd like to hear from them, servicemen and servicewomen. And Friday night is Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibing with Vitiligo, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And he alternates with Late Night with Lee Alston. Man, we had a wonderful, wonderful time this past Friday with Gullah Soul Music. And Lee is internationally known and a very talented musician, as he plays soul, jazz, spiritual, spoken word, love ballads, anything you can think of. He plays it. His mom even sang on the selection. So we've had a lot of wonderful music by him. And his time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And Sundays, you get to listen to our guest speakers at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. First Sundays is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays is Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, who we heard this last week, and she was so kind to join us this evening, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, as you heard today, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And fifth Sundays is Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please share this information with everyone on social media, word of mouth, telephone, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anything you have that's social, TikTok, TikTok. Share it with them. The bigger the crowd, the more we can do for your communities and the communities around the world. So as we close out on Work to Do with Isley Brothers, you don't know what to do, and you've got to put in the work and find out what directions to go. Savitri can help you, which she did this evening on entrepreneurship, which is goals and dreams. And once again, thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through Do It All in the Mall, found on the homepage under Let's Do It Radio banner. And this has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, of Anais Alku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And your guest speaker for the evening was Sabichi Crenshaw, and she could be in Atlanta, she could be in D.C. She has offices in both places. So please, please, please have a blessed night and be safe to yourself. And happy birthday, Liam. And remember, cash rules everything around me, or you, or whoever's around us. But most of all, just do it. Do it. Do it all in the mall. Whatever you do, just do it. Do it all in the mall.com. Rules everything around me. Method Man, of course, the clean version.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
You say cash rules everything around you. What about love? You say cash rules everything around you. What about us? You think cash rules everything around you, what about trying? You say cash rules everything around you, you're doing too much. And that's why you f***ed up, focused on the wrong things. You just trying to get a new coupe with some loose change and a bad bitch. You can stay here to one night, saying everything's okay. Spending money on some new shoes and a bad door just to look cool. Oh, you just do it for the night, you just do it for the night. Saying that you want that wifey material. that's why you stuff. You got a thousand excuses, you don't wanna be exclusive. Every day is a new mood switch, lights on, lights off. Either you in or you out, pick me up or hold me down. Leave your dirt on the ground, you be locked up in the cloud. You just do it for the like, saying that you want that wife. Be material, but you psycho, yeah, you stereo, I don't bite. Never mind, you don't get it, do you? You don't get it, do you? You say
hold up now, I told you, Miss Little, over the top. I'm at the point now, I'm over it. Is we over or not? What's the point now in holding it? I'm just holding the spot for the next man you're chosen to try to throw in the box. The cash rules the slogan, you and your feelings, you hot. Got you caught up in that feeling that when you feel it, you shop. And the feeling that I'm feeling is shot. Know how you feel about the guap, how would you feel if it stopped? Now you might think I'm taking shots and acting hood, but it's not. Just trying to eat up all the good before you spit in the pot. No, you don't care about the things that I got. You only care about me giving everything that I got. Okay.
You say cash rules everything around you. What about love?
Cash rules everything around me. Everything, everything, everything. Oh, yeah, more money, more problems.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop, drops, who's mostly doji down to the blue drop? The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no kid deep. Me down, cooler, school me to the game. Now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. All the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this is BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spit. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
up. DEA, federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Sitting holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch. Never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It just takes you where the true player's at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player, please, lyrically, see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, pizzack, black and plus, like Bizzack, dangerous, on Trizak, leave you with Trizak.
Do you feel the black community needs to be guided in a different way and do different things to improve our community ourselves? Then we would love for you to join our team at doitallinthemall.com to help guide our people to shop where they're important and where their money matters to help develop our communities ourselves. Nationwide, we've done it all, and we can do it again. Join us by going to the website, doitallinthemall.com, and fill out a contact form to be a guide in your community. It's free for you to help guide people in your area to shop where they're important and where their money matters. Let's develop our communities ourselves. Doitallinthemall.com.